News Channel Internet Interview.
It's a record. This is a wind protector thing. So we're standing here in Robots and Rogues in Lafayette, Indiana. And who do we have today?
My name is Bo Watson. That's me. I'm the author of Dreamlancer, The Tournament of Heroes. It's a young adult fantasy adventure about a guy who, when he falls to sleep, goes to what he calls the Dream Realm, where he has these special powers, and they want him to be their new champion. So they throw him into this Tournament of Heroes, which is kind of like a medieval Olympics, and that's how they test his mettle to see if he's got what it takes. But along the way, he finds out about the Zebra Force that's drawing power from the real world into the Dream Realm, and they think it could threaten the fabric of reality. So he's out to stop the evil guys from doing what they're doing while trying to learn the ropes in this Dream Realm.
Who did your cover?
A guy I know named Brent DeLera, who's a CGT student over at Purdue.
Are you from Purdue?
Yes, I graduated in 2009 with a computer graphics technology degree. And my day job is web development. I used to work at Stormfront Productions down the road over there.
Okay, and so how does your particular life fall into play in Dreamlancer?
It's just really me having fun. I wanted to just tell a story that kids would enjoy, and I wrote it down, and that's it. It's just fun and enjoyment. As far as the dreams and things, all of it's made up in imagination. There's a real-life portion to the story, too, that's kind of based on my life. In very vague ways, it's not one-for-one by any means.
So what is one of the things that you vagued up in here that really happened?
Well, part of the story involves him having a crush on this girl that's his best friend, and he's too afraid to do anything about it. And I think we all go through that phase, and that's something that I wrote about, his struggle with this crush he has on his best friend, that, you know, he kind of gets the short end of the stick because he doesn't do anything about it. And that's the lesson there.
What is the lesson?
That you just need to seize the bull by its horns and seize the day. You need to stand up, be confident, and do what you want, and not just let life pass you by.
So is this an optimistic book? Dreamlancer, The Tournament of Heroes?
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of sadness in it. There's some teenage drama, but there's
such
a lot of...
Such as?
Well, like the relationship stuff with the girl. And then he's getting ready to go off to college, so he's dealing with leaving home and leaving his best friend and go away from all of that. And then there's, you know, monsters, there's griffins, there's raptors, there's Godzilla-like shadow beasts.
Yeah, it's very playful, the cover.
Yeah.
In terms of, you have humanoid, what's perceived humanoid, but they're in armor, so you really don't know what's underneath that.
Yeah.
On top of...
Yeah, that's the main character there, actually.
It is?
He's the knight who rides this griffin. And then this is depicting a scene from the story where he's jousting with this Roman centurion-like guy from another kingdom who rides these beasts called Veltors, which are a lot like velociraptors, but they have prehensile tongues, kind of like a frog or a chameleon. And it's just fun.
So describe to us your writing process a little bit.
It just starts with an idea, and I do a lot of outlining. At this point, I have about a 12-foot long scroll with this mythology and...
Is it really a scroll?
Yes, it is. It's actually a roll of paper that I have.
What is it mounted with?
Right now, it's just a spool of paper that I have. I think it used to belong to my mother, who got it from one of the hospitals she worked at. It's you know, those paper mats that they put on the beds in hospital rooms? That's what it is. Yeah, she had a roll of that paper from somewhere.
And
I've used that for my world history, if you will. And then I also built the website for the book, where I have this wiki style field guide that I use to help me keep track of stuff in the world, and hopefully help the reader keep track of all these things that are going on in there.
If you could franchise this particular universe, this system, what would you like to see it? In what other formats besides a book, a 283-page book? What font size is that?
I think 10 or 11. I don't know. The publisher handled the typography of the inside.
Did you have any control over the font?
This font here is my decision.
No, but this font.
That stuff, no. That was all on them. They handled that.
Serif, sans serif? What do you like? What do you prefer?
Well, for longer text, serif is always better because it's easier on the eye and helps the flow better. So, yeah, that was all on them.
So franchising, yeah. I mean, where else? How would you like to see the world of Dreamlancer?
I've been told by some of friends and family that it would make a really nice movie. I think that could be cool. I'm big into video games myself, so seeing a video game made of it.
Thinking about doing an HTML5 version of it?
I actually have thought about that.
What's holding you back?
Well, I have my career and paying off student loans and things, and then writing the next book in the series, and you know, trying to live life outside of that. So, juggling all those things, I'd love to get to a point where this becomes my day job, and then make that a reality for me. So, yeah.
You pronounce it Isabeau?
Yes. Yes.
Bro Watson, final thoughts?
Well, I didn't expect this interview, so thanks for coming out to see me. This is my first Mosey.
What do you think about the Mosey?
I enjoy it. It's really nice. I didn't know this existed my whole 4 years that I went to Purdue. And it's really cool to see all the community down here. I'm sure it's great for the local businesses, too. So it's cool to meet new people and families and things and spread the word.
Well, pleasure, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Who are you with?